Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're making our way through this rich, rich season of the church year, celebrating Easter, the ultimate gift, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He begins in his own person, the new creation, the new humanity, the new reality, the presence of the kingdom. And now we're just a week away from celebrating the Ascension, which in some ways, one of my favorite of all holy days. Because why? You know, really the resurrection and the Ascension is one, even though they're separated in time, they're one fundamental action, one act, which is what? Jesus dying, and in his death, his act of love on the cross, love destroys the love, the particular love of God, the love from the heart of Jesus, who became one of us, humbled himself, became one of us, offers himself a gigantic yes to the Father of his whole life. And in that act of love, he becomes a sacrifice. There's no dealing with sin, the Old Testament says. There's no removal of sin and its power without the shedding of blood. That's what the whole sacrificial system in the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, that the Jews did was the Lord was teaching a people, teaching what was to come, because Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, because the blood of goats and lambs and the rest could not take away the sin of the world. But Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, he said, has come to take away the sins of the world. Here's the Lamb. Here's the one offered. But this is a decision by a person, the person of Jesus Christ, receiving the commandment from the Father. And he says yes to it in all freedom from the core of his being in an act of love. So much is happening there, friends. It is turning the entire disordered energy of the world and the darkness of the kingdom of the devil and all the slavery, turning it all on its head. Because the pride in this life that is stimulated by demonic powers, by fallen human flesh, is me, me, me. My will be done. Human pride. How am I going to succeed? Me first. I'm not going to be a servant to anybody. I'm not laying down my life for anybody. I'm building my kingdom by my power, getting seduced into the very temptation that the devil gave Jesus in the desert. He duped humanity for generations, and he's still doing it today. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the earth, and he said, if you bow down and worship me, I can give you every kingdom in the world, because they belong to me. You know, he's right. He was right. But Jesus said it clearly. His head was clear. His heart was clear. He knew the lies of the devil, the thief, the liar, the murderer. And he called his bluff. Jesus knew the nature of the battle that every single one of us is up against. And our commander, our champion, our Lord, our lover has come to destroy the tactics of the devil that we could not do on our own strength, period. And how is it brought down? With force and pride and power? No, it's brought down by its opposite. Love. Kingdom love. Humble obedience to the Father. The opposite of Adam and Eve. The opposite of the satanic powers that are enslaving the human race. The great sin, John the Apostle, the same writer here that Gospels are looking at, John the Apostle reminds us that the great sin is refusing to believe in Jesus, refusing to believe in God's offer of salvation in Jesus. Today's reading, as the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Very short reading, but absolutely a beautiful summary of what we're called to do in imitation of Christ and following Him, what God's plan is ultimately for us, and the kind of joy that Jesus has in His relationship with the Father from all eternity. He wants to bring that joy to you and to me. Isn't that beautiful? That's His heart toward you. You know, God the Father and Jesus are not standing off in the distance with their arms closed and just staring at us and say, when are you going to get your act together? Keeping score, so to speak. He is in our corner. In fact, He's come, as we said yesterday, to dwell in us. He wants to be that close to us. And it's real. And it's made possible by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in us given to us in baptism. There we become a new creation. We enter into all of these supernatural realities and mysteries of God's saving work through His Son, all the consequences of we get brought into. And so we're living now. We're a new creation. We're living a new reality. It's a fact. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. So one of the things we're seeing Jesus is teaching us is that at the heart of what salvation is about and what His work of salvation and His bringing down the kingdom of darkness is restoring the true meaning of love. And He's ordering our loves, beginning with, and He modeled it to the end, that the most important thing of all, what He mentions Himself in the Gospels, what is the first and the greatest thing? Now think about this. Every one of us in some ways have priorities. We have a first thing. We have a great thing in our lives. What are we calling? What is it in our lives? Is it our career? Is it our trophies we're pursuing? Is it money? Is it pleasure? Is it sex? What is it? All those things that the world comes up with that people are radically pursuing, and sometimes, friends, even Christians, even confessing Christians, have these idols, have something else in first place. Their great love, you could say. The Lord's in their back pocket somewhere. He's like, maybe they're buying fire insurance. You know, you don't want to go to hell if hell is real. But instead, what Jesus teaches us, and that's the greatest truth of all, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's what we were made for. That's the love that holds the whole universe and cosmos together. It's the love between the Father and the Son. It's absolute, total, self-giving, giving over oneself to the other who is God. And no one else deserves that level of love. Human beings don't, not even your spouse. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and obey Him at all costs. Only God deserves that love. Number two, love your neighbor as yourself. One of the problems, one of the reasons we struggle with loving God, rightly ordered love toward God and rightly ordered love toward our neighbor, is because we don't love ourselves. We end up loving our neighbor in the way that we love ourselves, in a disordered way. As the Father loves me, so also I love you. Now remain in my love. Four simple words there. Remain. You know, Jesus talked in John 15 as well. Abide in my love is another word. Abide is knowing each day in faith, accepting the truth, waking up each day and saying, Lord, thank you. I receive your love today. And remember, Christianity lives with both feet on the ground. We don't pretend. We can talk to God straight and say, Lord, you know, I'm waking up this morning. I had a super hard day yesterday. I am a little bit scared. Our financial issues, our troubles in the family, brokenness, or Lord, I fell into sin and I'm sorry. I want to go to confession. Whatever. These are real things and they don't surprise the Lord. So, Lord, I want to remain in your love. Help me today to walk in the integrity of a child of God. I know it's not by my power, but it's by your supernatural power. Lord, I'm weak. I need your help. and I know you're here and that you love me. You've come to will my good and to bring me into a full relationship with you and the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me today to love. Help me today to start again. That's abiding. And then throughout the day, talk to the Lord. Read his word and take it in, as we talked at the beginning, with the chew on it. That's another way to abide. Listen to the Holy Spirit each day. Learn to hear the voice of the Spirit. Quiet your heart. Habits of prayer, these kinds of things really do matter. Right? And it really makes a huge difference. If you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love. I mean, we see that, you know, the Lord's given us the sacrament of confession. It's possible. Sometimes disciples fall, and sometimes fall seriously, even to the point of mortal sin, deadly sin. And so God's love is always present, always. And he's waiting. Jesus himself, you could say, is waiting in the confessional, in the person of the priest, for you to come and talk to him and to say, Jesus, I've sinned. I intentionally stole this money. I committed this grave sin, and I ask your forgiveness. And that's the power of Jesus present. He wants to bring you home into this right relationship, to be filled with the Spirit again, to be renewed, to be ready to move on with him. Right? And he said, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So Jesus is saying, how did Jesus abide in the Father's love? By keeping his commandments. How do we abide in that love? By keeping his commandments. But also remember, yes, it includes the Ten Commandments. It includes the teaching that Jesus gives us, like in the Sermon on the Mount and other places. Absolutely true. But don't forget, the new law is the Holy Spirit. Friends, what we need ultimately is a new heart. We've got a sin-sick heart, Jesus told us. We need a transformed heart. We need from the core of our being the grace to love what God loves. That's right at the heart of the transformation of the new covenant. For example, what does God love? God loves chastity, right? Rightly ordered exercise of our sexual powers. Well, what is our flesh like? Our flesh likes just the opposite. I want to do what I want to do. So it's not just an external law that we're responding to, though that helps us understand what the Lord is after, what his commandments are. But we know now, and we can pray, if we have disordered desires like that, which every human being battles with them, everybody, from the Pope on down, we say, Lord, I give you permission to help me. Help me love the way you love. Help me will the good of my neighbor. Help me love myself the right way and to see myself as you see me and come into agreement with you about who you know me to be, who you're making me to be, and to say yes to it. So then I might know your joy and that complete joy you promised for me, I can begin to live here and now. Isn't that amazing? It's real. Let's embrace it and walk in it, friends. Have a blessed day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.